General Electric, makers of GE Mazda lamps. The lamps that stay brighter, longer. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Because of the national emergency, the hour of storm will be interrupted to bring you the latest bulletin as soon as received. But now for the music of the Hour of Charm, featuring the All-Girl Orchestra with Evelyn and her magic violin and the voices of Vivian, Maxine, and the Three Little Words, all under the direction of Bill Stepan. A week ago, you heard the last of 10 charming co-eds in the General Electric Hour of Charm audition, a radio competition designed to find the nation's number one co-ed singer and to give aspiring young musical talent the opportunity to be heard and judged by an important audience. During the past week, the members of the All-Girl Orchestra listened to recordings of the voices of every one of the 10 charming co-eds who appeared before these microphones. After careful deliberation, the girls are ready to announce the names of the three singing co-eds who will each receive $1,000 and who will appear next week on the Hour of Charm in the final competition for the $4,000 fellowship. So listen later in the program for the names of the three winners. Now, on with the music. You know, around about this time of the season, we begin looking for the new crop of songs for the coming year. The girls of the orchestra predict that these are the popular melodies that the country will be singing when 1942 comes rolling around. First, here's the choice of the Three Little Words, Tropical Magic from the picture Weekend in Havana.
By our director, Mrs. Patan. The song was Madeleine, and already it has justified our faith by making the hit parade. We all hope it will soon be the country's number one song.
And now, here it is, friends. Madeleine, presented by the choir and Vivian, the orchestra, and Maxine.
Thank you.
Before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, except Father. And Father was sick to be tired. He was down on his knees hunting for that pesky, burned-out bulb on a string of Christmas tree lights. Well, this year's going to be different, because Father went out and bought some of those new multiple Christmas tree bulbs, GE Master Lamps, of course. They last and last, but when one of them does finally burn out, you can find it in a jiffy, because the rest of the bulbs stay lit. Yes, sir, those new GE Master lamps save a lot of time and temper, and their bright, vivid colors certainly make your tree look wonderful. They are 2 for 15 cents. Or if you want those attractive, luminous candle shapes, they're only 10 cents each. And there are other GE Master Christmas tree lamps, cone shaped, for as little as 5 cents each. Now, here's something else to remember. Whether you pay a nickel a piece for a cone shaped GE Master lamp, or the slightly higher price for multiple bulbs, you always get big value in GE Master's Christmas tree lamps. They're made to stay brighter. They don't burn out right away, and the colors are beautiful. Wouldn't it be a good idea to look over your strings of bulbs tomorrow and then go out and get the extra bulbs or strings you need? Just make sure every bulb is marked GE Master, and you can't go wrong. If the title of a song could make it a hit, this should be one of the big ones of the coming season. It's called All for Love. Now, after all, doesn't that sum up the philosophy of pretty nearly every popular song? All for Love.
Every season is a modern adaptation of an old melody. I believe this coming season will be no exception, and I think the song Minka, the popular American version of a plaintive old Russian folk song, will be a hit. I'd like to play my own arrangement of it for you now.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, more than ever, America realizes the importance of its defense program. In GE Mazda fluorescent lamps, fresh from the great Mazda research laboratories, America is finding a new, cool, abundant kind of light that's the beginning of a new age of lighting. For in these new lamps, science has produced a light source that not only gives 2 to 3 times more light, but light is unbelievably soft and cool, the closest mankind has ever come to actual sunlight indoors. Today, America is finding this new and better kind of lighting a potent aid to defense production. Under this man-made sunlight, men and women can work faster with fewer mistakes and accidents. And they work with less fatigue, because eye strain actually does tire people out. In GE fluorescent lighting, research has made a significant contribution to defense. And you'll share in the benefits of research every time you buy a GE Mazda bulb for your home or a GE Mazda fluorescent lamp for your business. Those initials GE on every lamp are a pledge from GE scientists to give you more and more and more light for your money. Now, some more Hour of Charm predictions of song hits for the coming new year. Yes, we're rather ambitious tonight. We're not only getting ready to find the nation's number one co-ed singer, but we're also trying to discover the songs she'll be singing for you next year. This, we think, will be one of them. Is it taboo to fall in love with you? Played by the all-girl orchestra, sung by the Three Little Words.
Army officers will henceforth dress in uniform in public at all times. The recruiting officers of the Army, the Navy, and the Marine Corps will open earlier than usual tomorrow morning. Reaction to the Pacific War has been swift. Political lines have been almost wiped out. Senator Wheeler of Montana, a leading isolationist, says we must do the best we can to lick Japan. And the Chicago Tribune, one of the leading isolationist newspapers, prints this headline for tomorrow morning. Our country, right or wrong. One of the immediate consequences of Japan's war declaration was the granting of a closed shop in the captured coal mines, meeting the demands of the CIO. This assures peace in the coal fields, for coal is an essential of defense. Keep tuned to this station for further developments. We return you now to the Hour of Calm.
MacVitie of Ohio State University.
Thank you, Evelyn. Friends, from the 10 who auditioned, these three charming co-ed singers have been selected by the members of the All-Girl Orchestra. Now, here they are once more. Phyllis Wilcox of the University of Indiana, Marilyn Stiles of the University of Illinois, and Dorothy McVitie of Ohio State University. Congratulations to you all. I'm sure our radio friends will all want to be on hand next Sunday to hear you three charming co-ed singers compete for the $4,000 fellowship, which will be established by General Electric in the name of the winner at the university she represents. And to the other seven contestants, we were proud to present you on the Hour of Charm, and the best of luck to you in your chosen musical career. Now, Vivian, won't you announce your presentation for tonight?
Mr. Scott, I'm thinking of how happy our three poet prize winners must be at this moment. And I'd like to sing the most appropriate song I know for them, The End of a Perfect Day.
Hymn of the evening. You know, so many of our listeners have written us expressing their enjoyment of these hymns that the Columbia Recording Corporation asked the All-Girl Choir to record them as sung on the Hour of Song. 8 hymns are now on record, put up in an attractive album. Many people are giving these albums away as Christmas presents. You can get the albums from any Columbia record dealer in your city, and we're sure they'll be appreciated as gifts.
God bless our native land. firm may she ever stand through storm and night. When the wild tempest raves, ruler of wind and wave, do thou
Sunday, when we again present the Hour of Charm under the direction of Phil Spitalny, this is Richard Scarr speaking for General Electric, makers of G.G. Mazda lamps, and bidding you good night and good sight. This is the National Broadcasting Company.